Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is an email from Brandon. I'm so thrilled today. I applied to 10 schools using your scholarship estimator to choose what schools would be best for me. I received an offer from the highest ranked school I applied to with a 50% scholarship, a top 20 school. I was excited about that because I knew other schools I applied to ranked lower would make better offers. Lo and behold, this morning I got a full ride scholarship, approximately $150,000 from the second highest ranked school I applied to. Now I guess I just sit back and let the offers roll in. I took the LSAT four times over 2 years. Official scores in order: 152, 164, 158, and 168. So Brandon went down a little bit on his third attempt, but that didn't discourage him from taking it again. My LSAC GPA, embarrassingly, is 2.5. I graduated 8 years ago. Wow, that's impressive. It's impressive that he's got a full ride with a 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a 2.5 and a 168, and he's got a 50% scholarship to a top 20 school, which he should not accept. He's got a full ride offer to something outside the top 20, it sounds like. Yeah, with a 2.5 and a 168. It's the 168 that does it. I mean, that's, you know, school was 8 years ago, and they're like, hey, you've got a 168 right now. You've got the horsepower. We need horsepower.
Yep. Brandon continues, my 4-point improvement from 164 to 168 did wonders to my scholarship estimator results. And although my GPA is on the low side, I was able to get a full ride scholarship to my second choice and ranked school. Thank you so much for the Demon, Thinking LSAT, and all of the help from you and your team over the past couple years. It finally happened. Brandon.
It's awesome. Sweet, it's the best part of the year. Every September we start. It's Christmas for us in September. Yes. Because the people who take our advice, work their ass off on the LSAT, get the right score. Even if you're a splitter like Brandon, and that's a pretty extreme split, but he applied at the beginning of the cycle and there's a feeding frenzy for that 168. He applied broadly, he applied early, he applied with his best LSAT, and it's a feeding frenzy. These schools are competing for Brandon's attendance at their school. He's not applying late, he's not applying in January, hoping to squeak in. He's applying early at the beginning of September with his best LSAT. And all of a sudden, that 2.5 doesn't even matter to him anymore. He's got multiple schools offering him money, you know, or not. I haven't seen anything here about a stipend, so they're not actually offering him money. Instead, they're saying, "Hey, come to our school for free."
Yep. Which they, you know, they do have to pay something for these students. So, in that sense, they're giving him money. But it's the way to do this. Do it this way. Or
just wait another year. Work a little harder. Take the LSAT again. Get 4 more points. It's so easy to get people 4 more points, you know?
Especially if you've been preparing some other way, right? Like, have you tried Worlds? Have you tried not diagramming in logical reasoning? Have you tried reading the argument and understanding it as opposed to the question first? Have you tried slowing down?
Those are
these are like
3 major differentiators. I don't want to make this an LSAT Demon commercial, but 3 major differentiators between the way we do things and the way other people do things. We're going to make Worlds all the time on logic games, and we're going to expect that you eventually become perfect on the LSAT logic games.
Yep.
That expectation of higher performance. I think that's a big differentiator. We are never going to read the question first on logical reasoning. It's a terrible way to do logical reasoning. If you're not perfect on logical reasoning and you are reading the question first, stop reading the question first. It's not helping you. It's hurting you. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the third one?
Oh, there's a couple. I don't remember.
It was worlds on the games. It was not reading the question first on logical reasoning. I thought maybe it was one more with logic. Oh, diagramming on logical
reasoning. Oh, diagramming.
That's the other one. Yeah.
Yeah.
People do this all the time. They think that they have to draw a bunch of hieroglyphics on a piece of scratch paper in order to answer these logical reasoning questions. They think it's far more technical than it actually is. And it can totally transform your performance on logical reasoning to just stop that shit and start doing it our way instead.
I just remembered the fourth.
Oh.
Stop finishing the section.
Oh, right.
If you're not, if you're going too fast, slow down.
Yeah, stop managing your time. Different. Slow down and focus on actual understanding. It is so easy for us to get you a 4-point improvement. I mean, we're looking for you to get a 14-point improvement, which, by the way, Brandon did improve by 16 points from his first official test to his fourth official test.
So who knows? He might have improved by more, actually, because his initial diagnostic might have been lower than 152.
But, you know, we're looking to transform your LSAT score. And then if you follow all of our admissions advice, we're looking for you to get $150,000 worth of free legal education. That's why we do what we do. Thank you, Brandon, very much for writing in.
Hey, yes. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some amazing news, like these scholarship offers, with us. Thanks for listening. Thank you.